just food for thought.
Simin Shin Lamed Aleph.
So let's start with the first shot. The first shot is like this. There's a mechanic in town that has, you know, has a nice mechanic, but the problem with him is that he never had a bigger lift for a 12-passenger, 15-passenger van when it comes to fixing the alignment. So he didn't have that. He never had that. He has a full-fledged mechanic shop. But this one thing he's missing. What he doesn't have is whenever he has a 12-passenger car come, a van, 15-passenger, one of these big vans, they come and they need to, and the guy wants an alignment. So he made a deal with a friend of his that's also a mechanic in a different area. Made a deal with him that he's going to send him the cars for the alignment. They made a contract and they made a haskin that that's what's going to happen. Now, Lamaiso, what happened was, within the time of the contract, he ended up getting his own lift. Now he has his own lift. And so now he no longer needs to come on to his good friend's service anymore. So the shaila is, so he wants to back out. So the parties want to know, does he have a right to back out or not? So
he knew that he was going to come early?
He knew that what? No, he didn't know. No one knew. No
and
one
he
knew.
Had ordered this machine.
No, could be from found for cheap.
No, he
a mechanic shop was going out of business.
Yeah, no.
And he got it.
He never.
He doesn't need it anymore. So he's in the middle of a contract. He wants to back out.
He wants to back out of his contract. Right. The child, now he got his own. Whatever he got, I guess his business was started flourishing, and he was able to purchase it on his own. So now he bought it on his own.
What's the shaila?
Could he be mevatel his contract or not?
Could he be mevatel? Contract is that what?
Yeah, the contract.
What does the contract say?
The contract said.
What does the contract say?
Yeah, he made a contract for a year.
What's the contract?
For a full year to use his service for, to be able to whenever he has a what do you call it? A service is going to be sending it to him.
I think it's Pashadika.
Now he no longer wants to.
Pashadika back
what's
out.
Why do I owe you? What's the contract with Shabani that what? What are you giving me?
It's a serious pile. What do you mean? It's a serious pile. Sure, I hired my good friend mechanic to do the job.
So here's a spark.
So to
it's not right. You send people on to them.
Yes, yeah, it's
but it's like this. If no van would come in,
right.
Then he doesn't need a cent. Or if he decides, any day. What I'm saying is like this: any day he could decide, I don't want to take the achrayas of sending people to another company. I'm just turning people away.
That would be against.
People who have these vans, I'm turning them
that
away.
That would be against. That would be against the agreement. The agreement was.
The agreement is that he has to send
that
them
when
there.
Yes, that was the agreement. The agreement was is that when you get alignment for 12 passes or whatever, you come to me. That
yeah,
was
but I'm allowed to reject the customer. I'm not allowed to reject the customer.
No,
but you are allowed to reject the customer.
If I have a band, so if I make a contract. I make a contract. If anybody comes,
if I hire you. Okay, go ahead.
And if anybody comes and they want to do a 3-piece thing, I will use this particular drummer, make a contract. That doesn't mean I need to take every whiting. I can turn down the whiting.
No, you don't have to take the job, but if you take it, you can't send it. Because that was the deal. The deal was
but
that
if I, but if I wanted to reject the job in the first place, Kosher came that I could, if I have
first
the tools to
have
do
a right
what
to
I want,
reject,
I
first of all, you should not have a right to reject the job based on the conditions.
You said
you have a job, you should not have a right to reject the job. That's fine. But even if you accept the job, definitely you should have to get the job.
So this is why it's in this. So one dime, one at a time.
It's also mitra. Why is it also mitra? Because of my son now, all of a sudden I have my own. And my business flourished. And so now that I was able to buy my own lift, I have my own lift. I no longer have to come on to you. Okay. So first, everybody, he looked like he was not going to get. Maisa, well, let's see. Could be that Yesh Vondo. Gemara talks about the Maisa and Ksumus of that Ruvain. He rented out a Rechaim to his friend Shimon, and Shimon took the Rechaim and he made business off it. And the deal that they made up was that Shimon, instead of paying money, what he's going to do is he's going to be toichin. He's going to grind. For Reuven, he's going to grind Reuven's wheat. He's going to grind for Reuven.
What?
The Gemara is out of Kof Gimel Melach. Gemara says there, the deal was, so Reuven rented his Rechaim to Shimon. Shimon took the Rechaim and he grinded whatever he wanted. He sold Chitim, or, I mean, he sold the Kemach and used it for himself. And the deal was, is that instead of paying money, what he's going to do is he's going to grind the wheat for the Baal Bas himself, for Reuven, and that's going to be the payment. So Gemara says, what happens, so Gemara has this mice, it's the mice of the Gemara. What happened was, Reuven became an usher, and he bought his own Rechaim. And so now he no longer needs to come on anymore to Shimon's Rechaim, for Shimon to be toichim for him, the chitim, to give him the kemach. He no longer needs it, because now he has his own. He was in this usher, and he got his own. So the Gemara says there, so therefore, the halacha is that if Shimon could continue to be, if Shimon could take could go ahead and be toichin more wheat for himself and make money and then pay the money to Reuven, so then Zadayti could do it. Zadayti, do that. Why not?
What does that mean?
In other words, if Shimon has the yicholus to get more business, to be able to pay off in money to Reuven, so fine, why not? Matoim manoim. Reuven's basically saying to me, please, I don't need you anymore to be toichin keeping for me anymore, right? I don't need any more of your flour. Instead of being toichin, just give me the money.
I think I missed the first part. Sorry, Reuven hired Shimon to grind.
Hired Shimon to grind. No.
Shimon's renting Reuven.
Shimon rented Reuven's Reuven's Rechaim.
Oh, is that a pile?
Oh, it's one second. We're going to see.
And how is Shimon paying Reuven?
So Shimon's paying Reuven by being toichin.
Reuven's own wheat.
Reuven's own wheat.
Okay.
Am I being clear?
Yeah.
Right. Being toichin. Yeah. Reuven's own wheat.
Now Reuven.
Reuven bought his own Rechaim, second Rechaim. So now he no longer needs.
It was a barter deal. Now he
no longer needs any more chitim.
He doesn't need any more from Shimon.
So now he's telling Shimon, do me a favor, pay me money instead of chitim. I no longer need your service. So if Shimon has the yichoyus to do that, he'll go ahead and try to get more business, and then he can take the money and pay off, so fine. But if he cannot do that, so the Gemara says that what is that Reuven has to continue to accept the flour, and if he has nothing to do with it, let him sell it. Now, what happens if Reuven has nothing to do with the chitim? He cannot seek the flour. He cannot sell it himself. So now, what's the halacha going to be? Shimon can't make money off the chitim, right?
Reuven has to continue letting Shimon grind his wheat kernels,
right,
and wheat flour.
And now Reuven gets the sacks, like the original deal was, and he has to sell it off. Because the agreement was he's going to get paid with flour. That was the agreement. You can't break the agreement. So he has to take the sacks of flour and he sells it off himself. Now what happens if he cannot sell off that chitin, off that flour, I mean? So Tosfos says that he can move out of the schirus. He can start the schirus. He can move out of the schirus. So the Rosh is Makbir. What do you mean? How in the world can you move out of the schirus? When you made a deal, this was the deal. You have nothing to do with the chidim. What do you want from me? We have nothing to do with the flower, I'm sorry. So what do you want from me? As they affect the Rosh on Tosfos. So the Ma'uvam HaMishpot and the Goyim HaRsho say like this. They say Pshat is like this. Say Pshat and Tosfos is like this. And really, what's going on here? It seems to be that what's going on here is that there's a rental of a Rechaim. And in the payment for the Rechaim, what is that? That is the flour that he's grinding. Zokta Ulma Mishpot and the Gilgim Arsho, that really what's taking place really is a regular Schiris Poil. It's a regular Schiris Poil. Because what happens is that he rented his Rechaim, it's true. But what was the Tashlum? The tashlumim for the renting Rechaim was his pu'las apoyel. I hired you instead of money. I told you, be my poyel and be toichin my chitim. So now kutechoyis is a schiris poyel going on here. So really, Shimon is really what happens is really Shimon is the poyel, is acting now as the poyel of Reuven. That's really what's happening
as payment for the
Rechaim.
And him being able to use the Rechaim is the payment for his pu'ula, for his work?
Oh, right, exactly.
Rental, we looked at it the other way around. We saw rental as the Baal HaBayis is the
Baal HaBayis. Oh, one second, right. So really, what we have here is our cover. we have here harkov, what's called our mamash harkov. You have here a schiris, you have a schiris of the rechayim, and at the same time you have a schiris boil at the same time. So zok to umah mishpot and the goyim marshal, the Tosfos holds that what happens is right now what takes place here is schiris poilum is what takes place. There is a kapolim a schiris poilum going on here, and therefore, since now Reuven got a rechayim because he was in the sashen, he got himself in the rechayim. So now he no longer the melacha became bottle. It's as if the melacha became bottle.
What was he renting to Shimon before? Not a rechayim. What was he renting to Shimon?
Who? Reuven rented a rechayim to Shimon.
But he got a new rechayim.
He got himself. Yeah, but he was in the sashen. He got rich, he got a second rechayim. Yeah, that's the Gemara says.
He already got a rechayim. So like, I thought the Kiddush was he got something new. No. So now we got a second.
Got rechayim. A second rechayim. This
is the fourth one for personal use.
He had the first one was personal use. He's renting it out.
No, it was his business asset. It was his business asset.
I could have gone and used it. Okay, this is interesting. Fine.
So now he got himself a new rechayim. He says, "Hashi, you know what? He has to come onto the rechayim that he gave for Shimon. Memelo, the melacha is bought. So I call him with it. And he says, "Mamu shei kosim."
It's onus.
Yeah, Bab's onus. And memelo, they want to say shalom toises.
You can kick Shimon out. You can
Shimon. And
him?
That, yeah, you can cancel the whole thing.
So by any bar bias?
You see, here that's what comes after the gemara shalom gomish.
Meaning, if I'm a landlord. I can be mavatal any contract with a tenant whenever I want.
Oh, so one second. So let's take it a little further. So first of all,
no, that's why he's paying. So first, that's it.
Oh, if he's paying me money.
No, he's not paying me money. The tenant is paying with labor, so he becomes your
right.
Your
poet.
Right. Right. Oh, if the contract is that he's paying me cash, that'll never be bothered. Yeah, because I always
right.
Cash.
Right. So now what's going to be? So now the ma'aser the rosh is chayu. So it could be the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rosh according to this. Gufa, how do you view this?
You're saying it's two schiris poilim and that's why you can be mavantal it?
There is a schiris poilim going on. There is schiris poilim.
Okay, so why you
and stop? Since mitzat schiris poilim became the moach became bottom, so it becomes bottom. In other words, since this are called
the mitzvah is only when both parties knew that this was a potential to happen.
So what do you want to say? Both here they didn't know. He didn't know it was going to become the Sasha.
So they won the lottery?
Won the lottery.
Yeah, it's like, no. Okay, so one second.
This picked up. Yeah.
That's what we're recording.
He has more knowledge of the ability. It's very hard to
fine.
Communicate.
So
Malvai doesn't
fine.
Know his business better than unless he wins
right,
the lottery.
Right, so, you know,
he's
okay.
Playing
so,
lottery, he also knows more.
Okay, in economy.
Not true.
In economy.
He had a better season than
he
ever
had. How could happen?
This is a machloekis. This is a machloekis mitzis. Right now, this is a machloekis mitzis. It could be sometimes like what you're saying, sometimes like you're saying.
Depends on the industry.
What's that in Hilchos Eidos where we say that it's Lo'osaldaita Yishei Sasher?
Yeah. We have just now the Shach.
Right now, the Shach brought that.
The Shach and the Ksois. If it's considered Dovov, because there's a Tzad that'll be the Sasher.
That's what it is,
by Dovov, right. He's reminding us, by Dovov, we had a Machlek, it's the Ksois and the Shach, by Dovov. If it's considered, if you're Choshi Shem, you're Sasher. It's considered a Dovov. The Shach says it's not a Dovov because Shem is Sasher. Maybe we'll get his money.
Next, so not a dim-
next, so he says, "What do you think about?" Okay, so maybe it was Takatoli this machloekis. It's fine. There is what is discussed. The truth is, I anyways wanted to say that there will be pshat and dafor because dafor says the same pshat and toisus over here, same pshat and toisus. The chlusha four on the gemara on dafkof gibel there, but he assumes that it's taket pseid. He assumes it's pseid the barbais. So he's nemin unlike what you're saying. Is that the balacha became bottle because once there's a new rechayim, there's no more balacha. But he's saying it taka becomes bottle. However, it's say the balabais. But what's the nafkamino? So it's say the balabais. Because like what you're saying, that mechoyrom, he doesn't explain himself to the if you look up the hafal, he does not explain why he says say the balabais. He just assumes automatically to say the balabais. And he learns what's Tosfos saying that he can be mevatel and what's in the get to mevatel the schirus then. If it's anyways say the balabais, nafkamino is a bottle. That if it would be money, if I was paying with money, so there would be I wouldn't be able to I wouldn't say poil bottle. I would have to continue to pay. If I was renting a rechaim for money, so then any time it doesn't makes no difference. You need a rechaim, you don't need a rechaim, you gotta continue to pay. But now that for the rechaim he put schiris poil in, and now mitzad schiris poil the melacha became bottle because he got himself a second rechaim. So now that the schiris poil is bottle, so the melacha is over, and now he pays ki poil bottle. So the barabbayis saves poil bottle. That's how the four learning strategy is. What?
How do you? What is a poil bottle? If you pay Shimon
will not be getting. He
Shimon
will not
getting.
What?
Okay,
No, he has to deduct
the rental value. Right. Whatever the rental value was
He'll use the rental thing less. Right. He'll have to use the rechaim less. He won't be able to use the rechaim as much as he wanted. Till now he had it for a full right. So now he'll have less time over the rechaim. That's what that flaw assumes.
That flaw doesn't say that you're not allowed to be mevatel. They don't say.
No, he holds his bottle. If you look at that flaw says it's bottle because now that it's a new rechaim, it says that the moach is bottle. Mamish like to go yom arshon will mamish bottle. Moach becomes bottle, but he doesn't. He assumes for a pshitis without even discussing why. He assumes for a pshitis that it's tainted by the bias. And if you look at the Gilyam Arshol and the Ulam Mishpat, they assume for a pshitis that it's saved the boy. So we're going to have to say something like what we were just saying now. Maybe Chashino, maybe he knew his business better than the other one. If he knew that he was going to get a Rechaim, didn't know he was going to get a Rechaim. So this, and basically what I'm bringing out is that if not for maybe Shami Yisashim, not Yisashim, if someone gets something, basically what we're saying is that if Barabbas has something and he hired someone to do something, and now something changed in his situation, He became more wealthy, his business started doing better, and now he no longer needs that service, it's considered as the Moachas Bach.
Look at that as an oinus.
It's considered an oinus, right? It's considered that it's Batlan Moach. It's like Osim Mitra. Now, even though really, the Moach is really needed. It really is needed. So really, I can tell you, you need the Moach, just now you have your own. It's really needed, but now you could do it on your own. So
it happened to me.
Doing on your own is considered the melachas bot, the mar dikichidish. The fact that according to Tosfos,
it happened
and
to
even
me.
Rush,
I hired a guy to come do a certain job. It seemed overwhelming to me beyond what I was capable of doing.
Yeah.
As soon as the guy came to the thing and started, I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this myself. Oh, why am I paying you?
Very good. So this is bamish be the shayva. If you didn't realize, right? Well, if you didn't realize, this, I don't know if that's in shtanam. If you couldn't do it.
If I would have thought about it more, I didn't think about it properly, but I would have thought about it.
I know, that happens a lot with these guys. That happens a lot. You ever watch them fix the freezer, the next time you don't call them down. They have to close the door behind you to make sure you're not watching them. Whatever it is. Right. So if you weren't a tray, if you weren't it, let's say you weren't how to do it, so then something changed. Till now you hired the guy because you needed him. And now you learned to service yourself. So now economics. An economic change. So that could buy a little melacha. Now even by Rosh, the Rosh is chayav. So why is the Rosh chayav? He holds that when you have higher kova of a schiris kalim with a schiris poyim, so what do you do? So he holds pashtis, which is how we go halacha maisel.
So
is that
why is this not?
I'm just saying. I just want to finish this one. So when you have the arkol of the schiris poyim together with the schiris kalim, which takes over. So the Rosh holds it remains a schiris kalim. Because that's what it started with. Basically, you have to go with what it started with. Halacha l'maaseh said the place can pass like that. I'm not telling this man that had a story.
Wait, that was
a real story.
The Rosh, I didn't understand.
No, I'm saying that the Rosh holds that if it starts out as a schiris kayim, even though the payment's going to be a schiris payim, you can't apply a schiris payim to you. You can't start telling me, you're a schiris payim, the moach becomes both. You don't say
we
it.
Saw before in the case where the woman, where they rented it, he rented it out to Safta, and then she dies, and then the Yerushim wants to...
Oh, Seicha, yeah.
So
yeah.
There, the place went very clear that she was considered a poil, that he's considered her poil.
The Baal Bais is the poil. I mean, the mask. The mask is the poil.
The mask is the
poil.
Yeah,
that's true, of course, yeah.
Okay, so that's what the Rosh is saying, that's basically the same thing. Meaning, I'm renting the Rechaim,
right,
you're providing
right,
me the service
right,
of having a Rechaim.
Right.
So you're my poil.
Right.
The fact that I'm paying you
back with another
with
pula,
a pula
that's not going to undo.
Right, that's
that
how I'm
now.
Paying you for you being my poil.
Right, right.
And, but Tosfos is saying that somehow it reverses
so,
the relationship.
So you have to look at the Gilyam Arshol and the Mafo, that's what they say.
But then Bichlal, so then let's say we do look at it like that. So then, if I'm a poil as a balabayas, why can't I back out of any landlord contract?
What do you mean? If you're a poil as a balabayas,
if somebody renting my house is
you go to
my ram, why don't I have
to meet by mei soicher?
Even without mei, why can't I? Why am I chayz b'chatzayon? I'm a landlord. I have a tenant.
Yeah.
But so I'm their poil, so I should be able to chayz b'chatzayon.
No, it doesn't mean that. No, it doesn't mean that you have a din as a poil. It just means that it's not a. They're just saying it's not a schiris, so it's not a memkar. It's not a memkar. You don't have the din of avodahim because you're not working. You're
a
poil, not working.
You're not a worker.
You're not working. There's no avodahim, right? You're not gonna have avodahim.
So what are you?
What they're saying?
What are you?
So what you? So I'll call you a kabbal if you want. I don't know.
There's mitan. I'm saying
it's a service that it's a type
Maybe.
Of service that you're
Maybe.
Providing without having to work. I don't know. you can't have a vote anymore.
It's mamish so straight.
That's what the Maran
has. You have to say something. What are you going to do with the whole list of services that are being provided, so not by you as a human? You
so
have a website.
Back out, if they back out,
I host websites.
Yeah,
I host websites.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say there? I host websites. So I'm no. providing the service.
No, it's not. It's never thought about it.
Yeah, that's the finish of this halacha.
Well, yeah.
What were you going to say for Tony Nussbaum? What was
Tony Nussbaum had a real shy with a guy. This is a real shy where someone was offered a free Pesach stay in a hotel because he was acting as a mashgiach. So now, what is it? Is it a schiras? What's going on here? Is it a schiras pulling your heart as a mashgiach, and therefore your payment is that I'm going to give you a free Pesach stay, or no? Or fakert. You want to come here for Pesach. You're interested in you're paying with your poll. How do you?
There's no. It's circumstantial. It's how it depends. If I'm looking for mashgichim,
exactly.
And I go for the mashgichim, but you want to be my mashgichim, and I'll pay you with a free Pesach. Fine. But if you're a guy, Batsan, you want to come for Pesach. And you come up and you say, what can I do for you? Sorry, I don't want to pay. He says, I need another mashgiach. So he's the mashgiach. I don't know. How can we tell him?
So that's how he passes.
That's how he passes?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So if you go
how
like that.
How will you determine that?
Huh? What happened?
What happened? How did it come about?
What happened?
Were you looking for a mashgiach and you said, come here with a mashgiach, I'll pay you with a free Pesach? Or was he looking for a free Pesach and you said, I don't want a free Pesach, come here with a mashgiach? You want to go. Depends what the Gisha
wants.
That's
crazy.
It is crazy.
So what about an ovel that becomes a masharis? But a real, not. I'm saying, if we like home, do it for real.
That what?
Avil is allowed.
Who doesn't
want
to go to the chasanas? He wants to be a waiter.
So they make it a masharis, but a real masharis, not a
loophole. What do you want? Some things like that.
Huh?
I don't know.
There's no shulchan aruch avil. Again, the story of Aruch Shuvas. It's not.
It is. It's brought down. It's in the text.
In the text.
Yeah. It's a problem over there. It's not a problem. On this machlokes between the Russian posters, there's no achrot. Machaber reads it. He just brings down the Gemara. Machaber just brings the Gemara. Machaber doesn't get involved in machlokes the Russian posters. It's my ass. What's going on? You have to look at the smile over there. The Shindiches. It's a lot of work I'm doing. Okay, now let's take this a step further. What happens now is that Reuven hired Shimon to put in spotlights into his house. Okay? Well, comes and puts in the first spotlight. And he gets a phone call from his brother, like Christian, and he says, stop. I'm going to come down. You do the other three. I'm going to save you the money. So now, is this also considered now that the Baal Bayis doesn't need the Malach? Would you say that's considered the Malach of Baku? Would you consider this the Malach of Baku?
Somebody else offered something?
Yeah, and his brother. Awesome. His brother's left too.
Awesome Mithra.
It's awesome Mithra. What?
I would say that's Kosh.
So I would think Kosh it now. Why? Because this may be the case of the Rekhali. I myself could go ahead and do it. Like in your case, when you hire the guy to do it, then you realize you yourself can do it. So I myself can do it. So it's not, when there's no Malach, when I'm the Baal Bayis to do it on his own, then
this is what everybody dreams about.
Pull the table, it'll fall in the tree.
So that's the killer. The killer here is that when I get myself a retirement, I get myself something. I myself can do it. I figured out the law that I didn't know until now I know I can do it. Here, I need to come up to somebody else. The fact that I can get it for free because someone else didn't do it, that's not considered awesome. If the brother came in and did it, okay, I'll be awesome.
Mincha Mayim Isayeyu. It's like the Malach came down and helped him, is it?
That's not that clear. That's not awesome.
How much Shluchim Lamach?
Okay,
what does
think
mean?
About it. I would think that that would be considered awesome. Now let's say the brother came in and finished off the job. So that's awesome, right? But then you'll have to start handling if it was all of the hassles or not. If he knew his brother's electrician, and he hired an electrician, said in the fire from the cloud,
if the guy knew that his brother never, ever, ever does God's thing, his brother never has a time. I'm an electrician from my umlis. I'm not here to fix anything. Oh, here and there you help our family, but I'm not, you know, I have a job. So then, that's why I hired an electrician. Then all of a sudden, he decided that he's going to come and help me. Okay, hey. But even so, he wasn't the gala. Even so,
What? It's a culture thing. This case is better than the meal. Because if you do it yourself, it's much less of an onus.
Yeah.
If it's an onus, maybe it came out of nowhere. No one expected it. No one knew that my brother was going to do it, if that's reality. But in case when I decided to buy a meal because I got money, I'm not.
The getting money is the problem. The money itself.
The fact that I got to buy a meal with the money, so now I don't need to work anymore. So there's already, we have this strategy, if you can have the money, it's go to buy the meal. But was the case, we were figuring out a case where bottom line is that I had to make a decision. Oh, someone took a job, they lost their job, but they decided to take a better job, they're in a gum, they decided to take a better job and that pays twice as much in Houston. So that's moving, they're leaving. Is that an onus? Because I'm deciding, but it's every human being, with everybody would do it, double the amount. But I decided to move. Who says
our case was that he got fucked.
But I'm saying, that's more of a...
So what if the guy needs a job? You only find this in the Rishonim that are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You go, the Sma brings it, the Taz bring it, they'll Rishonim, then it's not discussed. This Shiloh, if it's considered Asa Mithra, now it's not discussed. You can look at the Gilgi Marshal, they talks about it. The Gilgi Marshal is the one that's over there, the Gilgi Marshal, and she's out. They look at it. The Gilgi Marshal and the Ulma Mishpah is there. And that falls on the Gemara. So over there you'll find those. Next Lidin. Next Shiloh is like this. Next shayla is okay. So the Reuven has a barbershop. His barbershop, he opened the barbershop in a very good plaza, and a lot of parking, a lot of business going on there, and he started doing very, very well. He's doing very well.
I know what you're talking about. It's like,
we know
so many.
I've been there.
What barber?
There's only one barber that has a huge parking lot.
So many barbers today. Yeah.
So yeah. There's a lot of barbers already. Whatever.
Okay.
So he opened up, and he started his business out of flourishing. And what he does is yeah, he's the main barber. And then he has a lot of these other guys come in, you know, they get paid for a haircut or whatever. Bunch of a lot of Bukhrim, they like giving haircuts. They go to give
haircuts.
They all
do that or just Mr. Clipper?
What?
Everyone.
Hey, they all have these Bukhrim coming around.
That's how it works.
As they do, right. That's
not being smart, they're coming in.
Fridays.
How many people are ready to work? They all have them.
These guys, they come in and whatever, right? So he gives them for a haircut or whatever it is, and a lot of these guys go. Then, so now he was doing very, very well. And myself, well, he's the only expert. The other guys are, you know, some are better than others. And sometimes you have a guy that comes in and wants a good haircut. So we hired a very good barber. He decided he's going to get another good barber.
No, well, he himself is a barber?
He himself is a barber, but he's only limited how much you can do, right? So he has the Bukhrim doing
the haircut. So he has the Bukhrim.
Right, now we need another guy. So he hired another professional barber to give guys any professional haircuts. So everything was going great. Maisa, at some point, business slowed. And what happened was is that these guys that, the guys that won the Chash for haircuts stopped coming to his place, and basically he was having trouble. He's paying this guy nice money, and the people that are coming for him are not coming anymore too much. They're not coming, and so what should he do? So he held it out for a while, and then finally he says, "I can't hold you anymore. You're not kedai for me." He says, "No, wanting to fight a bachrim." He says, "Bachrim, you know they're very cheap. They come, you know."
When you don't need them, they'll leave, and they won't come.
Right. But more than that, and you, I need you for the haircuts, for the special haircuts. And then there's no special haircuts coming. Once in a while, so I can hold off. You know, hold the guy, sit in the chair for a little bit longer for me. It's not good for me to hold you out. So he wants to be chayzer from him. Could he be chayzer or not? Is they considered an oidus?
Was there a contract for a fixed price?
There was. They made.
So he wants to stop mid-year, but is it?
What?
Amount of time? Was it contract?
For a year.
Okay.
So he wants to back out. This is considered an oidus. So there is partial oidus, right? Partial, right? Chayzer simple oidus. First of all, the work is not here. His work. Now, even though we're on Masnik, clearly that's what his work is. Well understood that was his job. For two reasons, it's unanimous. Number one is because his malacha is gone. The people that he was for are no longer coming. So his malacha is gone. And even if, you know, it wasn't clear when he hired him, it was Badafka for that, right?
It's only look at him as a coward.
But
at first part, it's only...
He was a salary. He got a salary, whatever. You know how he got paid. He got a salary, whatever. He was paid a certain amount. So is he a kabbalah? You always have to know every salary worker.
So I'm saying that
I get paid per the haircut.
He's saying that's Svara, that the job is done.
What?
No, there's no job. Not the job is done.
There is no job. There's nothing to do. Those guys are not coming. So what are you going to do now?
What's the second Svara?
The second Svara is that if his business goes down. So it's before in the place can also that if I hire someone to work for me in the business, and my business is there's no place for him anymore. I've no longer have the money.
It's always a risk of business.
Right. So I'll pay lastness.
What's the halacha? What's bichlal? I mean, how does it work in halacha for somebody who can't afford to pay his workers and got into debt, interest rise.
Well,
it's a not for profit. They don't get donors fell through.
You say no, he wants to stop the whole malach. The whole malach wants to stop the whole.
Yeah, in other words, I know a non-for-profit that it's like they had certain promises. The promises fall through.
But the malach is available.
If the malach, yeah, but if he's doing the malach,
The malach is available.
He's cutting back.
He's
also an oinus.
But it's an oinus.
He's cutting the organization because he can't afford.
He doesn't have enough money. Is that an oinus?
That's an oinus.
But the malach is here. Everything's here.
You're right, but I can't afford you, so I can't have the malach. I wish I could have this malach. I wish I could pay you. I can't have this malach anymore. That would be oinus. Say the poil. Now, it's always out of poil. It's what I'm saying. It's not like Zeris Akosim. It's out of poil lessons. Cannot make a contract. You have
a restaurant.
You got to make a contract.
And he went out of business. You have a chef. You still have to pay him for the rest of the year. You're an itis.
So. Let's say the guy knows his business is going. Let's say he knows that he's going down for a while. And he doesn't say. He doesn't say. And he leaves.
In that case, say the balabai.
That's if you hired him after you already knew he's going downhill.
Wait, but when he hired him, he was still good. But then he started going downhill shortly after. And he lets it draw out. And he thinks that
he goes to Shasta hiring. Shas hiring, there was nothing, it wasn't what I was asking. Now, what happens to Stamos? Once they're talking about leaving, letting the pilot go, what happens? What do you do if a person's business is going dark and there's a few pilots working for him and there's not enough space for them? Who does he let first? The guy that he hired? Is there any kadimo in a business that's going down? Who do you fire first? Are you mechuyev to keep more of the first guy over the second, or you could do whatever you want? Ramosha has a whole discussion about it. We'll look and choose.
It's a tough shot.
It basically
where
comes
is the
out.
Ramosha.
Ramosha and Chuva is. Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph, Anaf Hei. And also in Simon Ayin Tes. And there he discusses, he goes through about Rikis, all the Kinyonim, and Hilchus Poyelim. And he basically comes out that that the Poyelim do not have any schos in the Melechus Barabayas to be able to have Kedim. That's basically more or less his. After his all the riches, he comes out, he could do whatever he wants. It's up to him. However, I do have to say the Pesach Choshen, I'll read you the Lashon that he says. The Pesach Choshen, Perik Yudah Oro Aleph, says like this. L'ani es daiti, she'im ha'achrim to'yvois me'er rishim, mestab r'shiyoch l'osal k'rishim. Avagam shneim shovim, efshe sha'amuktim hu koidim. U'poshet shem yesh minig holcham achrim.
What does he know?
He says, "The Avogim Shnei
Shovim."
Who's the Perik Yura or Alf? Avogim Shnei. Yeah. So then he says, "Poshim." There's a mini Holchan Achir. No mini. But he's. I know where he's coming from. Doesn't bring any. Whatever. He always. I guess. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But that's him. Okay. Next child. Next child is like this. The guy was making a big Pesach experience. You know, one of these big Pesach projects, and. And what happened is that he started getting very excited about the business. He started putting a lot of time and effort into it. And he realized that as much as he knows and speaks to people, he realized that he doesn't really know what he's doing well enough just to do this project on his own. So he hired a guy that's been in the business for years already. He went through all these situations, and he knows the business inside and outside.
Hotels,
yeah. The big Pesach, right, the big Pesach getaways. And he hired this guy, and so he hires him. They agree on a contract, a certain amount of money he's going to get after Pesach for all the work that he's going to put in. And this guy starts working and working, doing very well. And the Maisa, these guys, they're not seeing eye to eye. They're not getting along. I'm telling you, you have to do it this way, you know, whatever. They didn't see eye to eye. And after a while, they were getting into too many arguments. They realized they can't be together and they won't get any part of them. But you gotta leave. So, Beis Din paskened that he's mechuyev to pay him kapoya batu. Maisa, there's no oinus here, there's no nothing. There's no reason for you to, you know.
Why, he's a pesha.
He wasn't a pesha. He couldn't get along.
They disagreed on how to do things. Right. So you have a worker, and he says, we need to spend $10,000 on this project.
When you hire
and you
a
say,
consultant.
No, we'll cover it up, it'll look fine without it.
When you hire,
he says, I'm not working for you.
When you hire a consultant, it's with the understanding that the consultant is going to give good advice. But
it's
I believe
not, he's not like a
advice.
Consultant.
He didn't like his advice.
He didn't matter.
He had enough of him. Yeah, enough.
There it is. There it is. A guy who thinks he knows the malacha better.
I know it is. The consultant is not positive.
So the Beis Din paskin tells Lachim, you're not einus.
Now, my case. That's not the end of the story.
A poil bottle only after the amount of work that he's already done.
Yeah.
All the work that he's done, he gets paid.
Right. Okay, so he gets part of the rent. Now, he wanted the money right then and there. Well, my business said he can't get it till after Pesach. We'll get to why soon. Now, what happened was, the Maisa, 3 weeks before Pesach, a lot of people that promised to come, a lot of people backed out. And they basically made the project not Kedai. And the thing fell through, which happens a lot of times with these things, Kiyidua. Many of them happened, this is what happens to them, whatever. We've had a bunch of dinner terrible with this stuff. So it fell through.
Well, anyway, wouldn't have had a job then. Then he would have been an
owner. He canceled the program.
So he anyway wouldn't have had a job.
So now, does he still get his
schar batalah? Is there a kivega?
So the kivega brings down the Shuvas Ramal.
If you fire him,
if you fight him first, and then Amzal, he's gone. That's McVeigh. Well, Maisa, everybody's chavik on McVeigh. It's a remote. Everyone's chavik on McVeigh. The Shah Mishput is the first one, and he says, how could Imam Shmat me on McVeigh? Shah Mishput, the Chasadish, the Avnei Choshin, everybody there, Rechshayim, everybody. From top to bottom. He said it over, what, the remote?
He said it to McVeigh, yeah. He has stories, yeah.
Okay.
He's not at a share. He didn't say it's a discussion. Yeah.
He quoted Arun Kivega from the pulpit.
It depends on what. He said it before the Ines.
For Balabata.
Okay, I have to know. I don't know.
He didn't bring a...
Well, because I hear. It's Negev, if you're in a Muxik, a Maisik, he'll be... Even though someone says he can't even say Kimberg, I'm not
believe.
Really? Wow. So what's the far behind? The far behind is like this. We were just discussing this yesterday. When a kabbalin is chayzen a balabayis, so according to the Machan Ephraim, that holds that a kabbalin cannot be chayzen. He does not have the din of avodim le'avodim avodim. He poshut can't be chayzen. So then, if he's chayzen, what happens? What happens if he's chayzen?
In which case,
I'm moving over to the kabbalin for a second. The kabbalin. When a kabbalin is chayzen a balabayis, so the Machan Ephraim holds that a kabbalin is chayzen a balabayis, you're not mechuyev to pay him until the moach is done. And the reason is because he can't be choiser. He doesn't have avodim. He's not klibin Yisrael. He doesn't have it like a poyer. So therefore, he cannot be choiser. If he cannot be choiser, he's kaseidah hired out by the balabais. Now, when the balabais goes and gets a different poyer, it's like sort of this new poyer fills the place of the original kabbal that's choiser, and he's doing yishlichus. He's partial. That's what happens. And so therefore, until the malach is done, this kabbalin does not get paid because a kabbalin gets paid with gmar malacha. That's a kabbalin. Does he get paid for the job? He gets paid with gmar malacha. And since there's no gmar malacha, and you're a choyzer, and you can't be choyzer because a kabbalin can't be choyzer. So I don't pay you until the malacha is done. When the malacha is done, I'll pay you for what you did.
So now over here, it's the same halacha balabais. A balabais that's choizah to shah mishpot lav ne choishin the chazanish. When a balabais is choizah and a poil, balabais can't be choizah. That won't be choizah. So if he's choizah, his chazor is not a chazor. And when he pays, he's not paying like gavmi. He's not paying the main mazik. He's paying schiras poil. And but this but myself schiras is en mishtalam misalu besoif. So it means as the days go on, can see how long he was, whatever it was hired out for, with kaplan or a poil, whatever it is. So then, kifi that zman, that's where the schiris gets, that's when the schiris starts accumulating. And then every day, it's nischayv, more and more, until the end, when you have balabais to pay the whole thing. So it comes out that what happens is, kum techois, all these achronim are saying, is that this poil is still hired out by the balabais. He's there, he's kaseid there. And so therefore, if an oinis comes, that's it. The malach is bottom. Because the poil technically really al pi halacha, the poil still is working for the baal bayis, and even though the baal bayis is chazor, but his chazor is not a chazor, it's not chav. And what's really happening is that he's working. He wants to know if he's unemployed. He's still employed. He's really employed. And he can sit with his feet up, and he's going to be getting his paycheck kipoil bottle because his feet are up. But lemaisi is still hired out. He's still employed, and so therefore, if it comes along in oinus. So it's saved the poil. So maybe all that chayin b'chayuk in that. So come out in this case that he would be the guy would be parted from paying him the poil bottle for the rest of the Pesach.
Why did the dayan not tell him not to pay right
for this reason?
Because they were afraid that the whole thing may fall apart.
No, because the ma'aser that he's not because hayoyis tal lochas and the baal avayis can't be choizen. So he's not mechuyit to pay till the end of Pesach. Because really the malach is not right. The malach is not done.
That was the tough to begin with. You're saying had he stayed talking with
huh?
Had he stayed at the job, he would have gotten
paid. Yeah, end of Pesach. Yeah, sure. Yeah, he wasn't there to make.
It's not a cop.
He's a salaried worker. He's a part.
It's very hard to know.
Salaried workers are always pashas they pay. All salaried workers really are worked out kafid hours, but they're klar, right? I mean, that's how it works.
Every cop pays.
So when you take off, they deduct based on the hours, right? Whatever. Salaried workers are like sons. You get paid regular pashas here, regular part.
Let's say he would be a kavlan. It'll be the same aloha.
It'll be the same aloha. Yeah, he only gets paid as he's working. Like every bang, every bang with a nail is another 5 cents. Makas
Achron. That's how a Kabbalah works. A Kabbalah is working for the end result.
Yeah,
I'll get it. But Kabbalah is saying that I want my bookshelf.
He doesn't get paid to
the
right.
You're not getting paid for every nail that you're knocking.
Well, the Gemara says, I think even by a Kabbalah,
it accrues until the end.
It only becomes the Messiah.
But here, what if there's no work to do anymore? What if they just canceled? I mean, by the Kabbalah.
But that's what happened. The thing went bald.
No. I'm saying in a regular case where the program actually happened, but that position was discontinued. So there's no Schiris Mishal, but Masov, because that job
does exist. Oh, so then it.
That's what happened here. That job does this. He said, I don't need that job. I don't need a consultant.
He's saying it wasn't an oinus.
No.
If it's not an oinus, the job does exist.
Of course it existed.
What? You don't have to use it, but it exists.
Well, he needed it. What do you mean? The job was there.
I didn't need a consultant.
Maybe even got a different one. I don't know.
Let's say you needed a waiter, and then you decided, I'm not going to have waiters.
No,
it's
no when I hired could you, the, I hired you for consultant throughout
Pesach. Could the consultant, can the consultant kind of like this, say, the reason why people backed out, because you have no idea what you're doing. If I would have stayed on the job,
you have to prove
they
that.
Wouldn't have backed out.
They have to prove
he was
that.
There and it didn't work. He was working.
Yeah, he didn't back. Wait, the guy was.
He took charge. The guy,
then he fired him, and then
the guy was smiling from ear to ear, I can imagine, after the thing went bust. Yeah, I told you. Fired me, right?
So that's what I'm saying is that he can tighten it. There's no oinus.
Let's say you're right. Let's say you can
tighten it. It's not your oinus. If you would have stayed with me, it would
not
have
that survived. The loss of Rabshiv is saved by this is also an oinus in this case.
What do you mean? Why is it not an oinus?
It's not an oinus because the reason why the people backed out is because he doesn't know how to handle the situation.
I don't know who said that's the reason. They just decided not to come.
And even if it was, let's say you're right.
Then you would have said,
yeah, you have to prove it.
If I throw the business, then I throw the business.
No, so you're plus Rav Shiva saying, but it's still an oinus.
No, no. If you're Peshaya.
If I open a store and I hire you as a worker and then I don't manage the store and the whole thing unravels, it's not a bonus. And he's like, nobody wants to buy from the store.
He's Peshaya.
Are you sure that he's right?
He's Peshaya. Why not?
It's a Peshaya.
But why is the store closed down? You're an Inus.
No, you close it down. You close it down.
Closing it down? The customers didn't come.
What, Ritzvi?
Why didn't they come? Because I closed. I had an ice cream store.
You hired. You
closed during the shift week. So I have to take, because I want to go
away. You turned away the customers.
So that's...
You turned away the customer. If you did, has to be.
Sorry.
Has to be that you turned away the customer. You have to prove it.
Let's say you hire...
Cool turning away customers. I just made a situation where it just wasn't fun to come to the store.
Yeah, but it's a bad.
Let's say you hire a chef.
You hire a chef,
and then you decide, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm not buying food. I'm not making the food. He's still hired. It's an itis. Nobody ordered for me this Pesach.
You're not
because I didn't have food. It's an itis. Nobody ordered for me.
It's very hard to prove.
It's very hard to prove. That's
hard to prove. I'm saying it's hard to prove.
Okay, next shot. Let's do another.
That's some of that what happened.
I learned two Tishkan stories. The stories are even better than that. Look. What? Chazanish, Shavu Nechosh, and the Shamish.
Where's the Chazanish?
Chazanish is not the argument on the mobile. He says he's on. Let me see. Maybe he is. I remember the exact
question. I have to go get you supper. So
don't have to give me something. You don't have to give me something. Don't go. No, it's not. You got me enough. I have to leave anyways.
I know. You don't have to get me something. No, it's ready already. I just didn't pick it up. It was made already.
Yeah.
What's the next
shayla? The next shayla is a few very gishmak shaylas. I'll skip one, even though one is.
Just tell us the story.
I'm going to a few good stories now by Schirisa, okay, by Schiris Bachman, by Mesa Seichel. So I had a story, two stories. One actually happened to my brother, where they rented his basement, and both of them signed a contract, and Nebuch,
who rented his basement?
They got Nebuch divorced. A couple rented his brother's
basement.
Rented
my brother's basement, and they got divorced.
Okay.
So what's the halacha? Who are they?
Where's the brother live?
So now,
what do you mean? I'm saying it lenient. Like,
until you find a replacement. He didn't find a replacement. It took him a couple months till he found a replacement. And he was hacking them for the rent. And he went to his Shveris, and what's the name? Shloim Lubin is a Shver. And so he was busy handling with the shower back and forth. So first of all, we have to say what the what's it called says. The Orach HaShulchan says that the din of Meisach Seicher is dafke Meisach. Only Meisach. There's no other oinus by a house besides Meisach Seicher.
The Orach HaShulchan?
They state Orach HaShulchan. Yes.
Why?
That's what Orach HaShulchan says.
Why is it not like any...
And I'll try to say over to explain what he says. You have to look yourself. It's very, very hard to understand what he's saying. And Pesach HaShulchan says the same thing. They also mitzad that it's dafke Meisach Seicher. Dafke Meisach Seicher. And basically both of them sound like they're saying is that Mesa Soich, in order to have have a oinus by your house, right? We're not going to Rashba, obviously. Rashba,
so, over here, it's a little different. So, over here, did the guy move into the basement of the car?
Of course they moved in, yeah.
You're saying they got divorced in the middle of the car?
Yeah. So now, what happens like this is that the bias is always ready to be mishamish a person. Every time the guy goes away, I'm going to say now there's a bittul to the Schiris HaBayis. Okay, he's keeping his stuff in there, fine. Let's say he took out his stuff. Let's say he went to the mountains for the summer. So nothing left in the house. The bias is there for him. If the bias is there for him, that's called Yibi Mishtamush HaBayis. Mace, so it's gone. Mace, there's no one for the bias to be Mishtamush.
Nobody home.
Now, it's worse than nobody home. There's no one to be home. Now, I will hire
over here.
He goes to the Yorshim. The Yorshim can live there.
Divorce is harder, though, because they can't live it together.
I know.
So work it out between each other.
He can live there, or she can live there, then they can work.
And then they split it.
Well, work it out. That's not the ball of bias is a Christ. That's your Christ.
Right.
It's my Christ. You work out your soul.
Both went somewhere.
You figure out who wants to stay there and then whoever wants.
So I don't know. So fight this out because I don't really have a Chron. The Shlomo movement ended up making a pshara over there with them. Yeah, he was.
Take a time. There you go. You could use it.
What was his sadna?
What was the sadna? Well, the other sadna is considered.
He's saying that. He's saying his divorce considered like is that equivalent to me?
Right. No, since they can't live, the facts of life is that they don't want to live there, right? It's not the shmark. No, none of them want to live. Each one is one of them. So is that considered oinus or not?
So first thing is, first you have to get past the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pesach Choshen.
I just think like this, if buying another Rei Chaim is considered oinus because I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
But the other Rei Chaim is there to use, could use it, I'm just deciding to use this one. And still we consider that that's an oinus.
No,
so
I don't
we'll back
I don't give, I don't
so over here, no, I got divorced.
No.
So now I want to use
not,
another house.
That's his point, that I don't need your pu'u anymore. Work your
yeah, so over here he's also saying I don't need your pu'ula of the bias anymore. I don't need. I don't
well, here's
need
the other way. Here the
no,
bias.
I'm the seichem or the balabas.
Right,
the balabas,
right.
And they're backing out, saying I don't need you anymore. Because why? Because we got divorced. Now we need different places, and I have different places.
No,
so I don't need you to work anymore.
No, that's not
moshiach. That's not true.
You have to
saying is that's considered.
You have to live here. You have to live. You're still working there. If she has a job,
I'm also
you
have to
has,
have,
fa-
you have to have flour. I got another place. It's more convenient for me to use. Over here, it's not convenient for me to use because if I have to work it out with this woman, it's going to be a disaster. We have to 2 weeks her, 2 weeks
right,
of it, da,
right,
da da da
right.
da. So we're just getting different
yeah,
places.
So that,
and that's
I hate, right. Right. I hear that.
Side.
It could be. Yeah, I hear that side. It could be its audience. But you can't get past the Aruch HaShulchan and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pesach Choshen can't get that. That's hard to get past them. But they hold only Mesa Seicher is considered audience by. By screws.
Really?
You have to look at what they say inside. It's very. I was trying to explain. I think what they're trying to say is that Kolzman the bias is did to mishamish. No, it's not.
So I'm saying you can't.
Kolzman is
I'm
able
saying,
to be mishamish.
That's why I'm using the case of the Rechaim. It's still I'm
no,
able
no.
to use it. That's mamish.
No, there's the point.
Also, at the beginning of the chabur, you
no,
said
I know.
Big chalutim because over here you could use it. Everybody's here.
No, he's saying right. He's saying it different. In other words, there's the poil. I don't know. I no longer need your pool anymore. Here, the point of a bias isn't to actually go ahead and service you. I'm not supposed to come and you know,
Mamish lives
be door. I'm you know put my house on top of you. That's not the
you're
bias.
You're paying for the ability to
the
walk.
Bias is right, exactly. The bias is there for whatever you need it for, whenever. I don't care.
You go on vacation.
What you do is
you go on vacation.
That's the bias. That's a bias.
What would be with a rental car? Also, only Misa is the only way out of a rental car.
I'm putting my car into the same store. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll think about it.
Because that happens all the time. As I rent, I want to rent a car. I come, and then my friend says, "Why? Mom is leaving out of town. Use my car." All right.
Well, no, then you didn't even start there.
I don't know. Think about Skir's Cave. Okay. The next shayla was like this. The next shayla was. So anyway, no one can think about this. This shayla. The next shayla was like this. It's even more of a modern shayla. Someone rented an apartment. A lady rented an apartment, and she was a single girl. And they were living there for a while, and there was also a bacher that lived nearby also, in the same apartment building. And after a while, they started out with a good morning to each other every once in a while, because they passed each other in the hallways, and the mice started becoming a real issue. And the girl called up her rav and asked what she should do, and she got a psak that she needs to leave. She can't live there anymore. She's coming too dangerous.
Well,
she's got to go.
Exactly.
So she doesn't want to pay the schiris. Because she said, I'm oinus. I was living here. And the maisa, something happened there. And I can't.
Why isn't it oinus? She wasn't oinus, but that gets me.
Okay, so there you go.
This is not a makach tois.
There you go. She can't live there.
But I'll say
this. See, this is not even out there.
And
doesn't
this
want to
not
live
even
there.
Real
live
there. This isn't even real yichud. What is this? This is like zera of this chacham. She has no iser to live there. So what? Because a Talmud chacham said it's the eitz taiva not to live there. So now what?
Yeah, I mean, the rabbi passed. She's got to go. What? That's a mumpa mecca. What? What? It's not a mumpa mecca. We're not going out to mecca. We're trying to say there's an oinus. Is this considered an oinus? What's the reason she can't live there? What's the difference if she can't live there because of a divorce? A divorce, we're very happy with that. On a divorce, she can't live there. This was
a
mitzvah. Still
a
mitzvah. She can't live here. What's the difference? The same mitzvah as the divorce. She can't live here.
No, because a divorce, it's understood that when we wanted to rent, it was under certain conditions.
Oh, now you're not coming from oinus anymore. Now you're making tenoyim.
Now you're making Tnoyim the Schirus. You realize what you just did.
That's
what
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying right now.
So, I don't know if that's true.
They were shaky. Yeah, when
I don't know if that's true.
First of all, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, why? You made it tonight, right?
There are plenty of divorced people that want them to stay in the thing. When you get divorced, the woman gets a house, right?
That's really true.
Why is it so pushy that if they get divorced, that they're going one
way? Well, this is Schirus.
For Friday, if the guy's paying.
You still have the Aruch Shulchan in this case.
I think it's pretty pasha. Like
myself, I think the Imek HaMishpot.
I don't think it's at all.
The right place, but don't go with the Aruch Shulchan. Really? Like the Imek HaMishpot, the Gakim Koyin and over there. I think the Paskin. Right place, we do not go with the Aruch Shulchan. So even though this question has been stopped again.
Somebody said it's an Eitz HaTayva. Like what
was it? It's a Metzias Degoyin. She can't live there. She can't live there today. She can't live there.
First of all, just halachically.
Without the role.
The Rav has the right role.
It's not a dangerous place.
Yeah, you can't live there.
And then someone says it's too dangerous for you to live there. This is dangerous. You didn't. Dangerous because something might happen, and there's a guy that's making moves on a girl.
Room.
So there's the guy's gonna might break into your apartment. It's really scary to live there. You're not sure. So, like, is that an onus?
That's a great question. What if you come in and then another guy moves in? What if my next door neighbor buys and he's a dangerous guy?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
I
can't live there. It's not.
You're afraid.
You're gonna have to prove it in the basement that Rav is right. Once you prove, everybody agrees.
So as a landlord, I would say meichet. I would be a huge meichet to see on that Rav.
What?
She can't be misgaberes on Yitra. What?
I don't know what ended up happening. I never ended up hearing what happened then.
I'm saying I don't have what. I'm not asking their source, but how could you fault the Baal Bais? It's her fault. It takes two to tango. It's not. She can't just come in and be like, "Oh, this guy." They were being friendly. That means that she was.
Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Once when these things they can start. You're right. Maybe that's part of the shy. That's all part of the shy. Who is the pasha? Is she a pasha?
So I'm saying so. That's the.
So you're saying father, you're borrowing, she's a pasha.
No. The way you said it was the case. I'm just going off the case that you said.
Maybe. I'm just saying, it started off with good morning here and there. It's true. That's a pshia, but, in different circles, there's different people, I don't know, it's too complicated. So you have to start figuring out what type of, whatever. I don't know. Let's see what that would mean. Okay, this is another story there. This was more of a regular case of stiras poyim. Oh, one second, I forgot to say about the case where this person, there's a couple that got married, they moved to Eretz Yisrael. They want to stay there for a year or two, like a lot of people do. After they get married, they go to Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years, a year, whatever it is. And Maisa, she had a job, very good job. She was punked, this story mom just happened right now. And she was punked working in a tech company. She took care of software, I'm not sure, security, I'm not sure, cyber security, I'm not sure exactly what. And she worked for a company, this was the only company that allowed her to work on a 1099, and she had to work on a 1099 because no other company would take a 1099, only a W-2. So Volumaisa, because she's out of state, she was from a different place, whatever, wasn't from the United States, whatever it was, and Volumaisa, the job fell through. She lost. They decided that they can't have her anymore. Not because of she, just because they decided they didn't want to have her on the 1099 or something like that. Exactly the problem of the story. But anyway, she lost her job. So now she can know how they can't live. They can't pay the rent.
Oh, it's our case.
So if they can't pay the rent, could they back out from the rent? So this shy went to a Rav, and the Rav Paskin, he heard the story, and he said, "It's Oinus."
You said before,
and
that's what we asked.
This Rav Paskin, it's a Linus. And Memegla, they could back out of the schemes. The Maskin were very not happy, but the Rav didn't give up a car psak. He said that's what he thinks, but he's not Paskin because he doesn't know the Mitzvahs. Because he asked him to be Mavar, what's going on with the job. He wasn't willing to give out a psak because he first wanted to be Mavar the Mitzvahs, so he told him to go to someone else. So they went to Maftali Nusbank. Toin Nusplan Paskind.
But you still have the Pesach
Choshen. Pesach Choshen said the person don't go with the Pesach Choshen, don't go with the Rosh Hashanah. That's what it seems.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Imekamishpot, if you want to tell you where it is, he assumes that you don't go with the, you do not go with the. Basically.
Not even as a kibbutz. Not even as a kibbutz for the last month.
It sounds like they don't go with it. They don't go with the Elchon.
Wow.
So over here, but the shayla over here, so I told you, Nusim Paskin, that halacha is that they chayv the schiris. And he said, what? He lost a job. What's losing a job after with the mask? You rented a house. Everyone, sometimes they lose a job, they don't have a job. Yeah, that's life. Sometimes you have a job. And, you know, sometimes you have to switch your job. Sometimes you're unemployed for a little bit. Yeah. What does that have to do with the Baal Bais?
And he
passed him that it's not an oinus.
No, it's not.
And he said it's not an oinus. Naftali said, how can you consider this an oinus? He said more than that. He said,
if it was unique,
According to that,
she said she couldn't find a new job.
According to that, in his case, that the guy's getting paid not so well, then he finds a job that's paying triple out of state. You're not right.
They want to get out of the thing and move back to the States.
So I have a simple solution. They can't afford it. So good. I'll stay in the apartment and I won't pay you because I can't afford it.
That's all the hustlers. Because over here, since they had a very unique job, which you know, this was her field. And in this field, the only company that employs her was this company. And she knew in the beginning that if this goes, so was a loyal license.
So she knew more.
I think so. I think that's what he said. This is the story that I wrote over.
Wow, somebody.
Which floor did I go with? The first floor.
Somebody loses their job, of course.
I think he said more like what I said in the beginning, just was that to do with the Baal Bais. I think that's what he said. But when I was discussing over with the Dayanim, we were saying, of course, what do you mean? It's partial. It's a loyal license, such a thing. But I got to understand the other world much better. I got to think that the other. In other words, everyone knows specifically when it comes to these rentals that when you rent American in New York, you like to get married over there, to come to your house for a year or two, whatever it is. Everyone knows that anything goes wrong, you're out because you're not there to live, really. Right. You're there to go. So, you know, anytime something goes wrong, something doesn't work out, you're gone, right? Why are you going to start?
Everybody knows the industry.
Right. So, therefore, the Baal Bais knew this industry. He knew that when you're taking. So, I think it's still all the Baal Bais hustlers. It's true that in this case she had a unique job, but everyone has a unique job. Every single person in the world has something unique. Everyone has a specific thing that they're good at. So tell me. So I understand the first role very well.
Even though it has nothing to do with the.
I don't want to say his name because. Okay. Yeah.
What time is your flight?
This is the first time you can hear us ask questions back.
Right. I know, it's very hard to understand. Very difficult to hear.
Our computer's not good.
Yeah, a regular computer. I don't need to rough jump up and yell at people.
Okay, so you have to buy a new computer.
Okay. Another quick shayla. This I saw in an Israeli tshuva sefer. A guy, whenever you hire Arabs to be gardeners in this community, you have to hire a shomer. You got to hire a police, some kind of guard, some kind of security guard has to be there when the Arabs need a guard, taking care of the guard. That's what they made. So now this guy hired. He had this Arab garden to come to his house to do everything, and he hired a shomer like he's supposed to. The shomer come down. A mice said the Arab didn't show up. Does he have to pay the shomer or not?
Oinus.
Is it oinus or not? The only thing is, is it oinus or not? Because what the tzad is, not oinus. Because if he ever used this Arab one ever before, and he knew this Arab on all cancers and makes bony stories that was kach for kach,
then it would have been. The Shemir doesn't know who you are. If you know you hired
anybody,
a specific gardener,
doesn't come to work.
No. If you hired a specific gardener, you know this gardener, which was talking to Meister. The Meister that happened this story. It was, yeah, he made up that his father died. He made up a lie that his father died. He has to go
so to many town.
The next day he was there. That's how he found out that he was a liar. So this story, you got to listen. Now, I'm just saying, had he known...
If you hire South Americans, their fathers have died multiple times. There's so many floods and catastrophes. It happens all the time. Anybody who's working with the lowest rung of society,
right. So
this is just the industry.
You have to have known this also. That I'm